For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. COVID-19 continues to cut a devastating swath through the United States. On Sunday, more than 15,000 new cases were documented in Florida alone. Researchers say a vaccine is still months, if not years, away. However, a potential treatment strategy involving blood plasma is showing promising signs. I've been donating blood since I was a teenager. I'm O negative, the blood type known as the universal donor. My blood can be safely given to anyone facing a medical emergency. So it's no surprise that the American Red Cross has me on speed dial, or speed text if there even is such a thing. When it flashed across my phone that they're now testing blood for COVID-19 antibodies, I was quick to schedule my next donation.
So I'm going to take your temperature just to make sure you don't have a fever here, okay? All right, all good.
After getting the green light and answering the customary questions, I meet Red Cross employee Jessica Weibert, who preps me for the needle.
Tight but not pinching?
That's fine,
okay.
Yep.
Go ahead and relax your arms straight down.
Weibert says she's getting a lot of first-time donors, which she assumes is because of the new antibody test program.
That's like the very first question they'll ask in health history. Hey, so I heard you're testing for COVID, you know, so that's just my thought process, but whatever people's reasonings, it's helpful, so. You're gonna squeeze for a four count and release for a four count up until we tell you to stop. If you have any discomfort at all, let us know, okay?
Okay.
Generally, blood donations collected in Michigan are shipped to St. Louis. That's where Creative Testing Solutions, a Red Cross subsidiary, operates one of its five labs. There, CTS studies plasma, the yellow fluid part of the blood that carries nutrients to the entire body. My antibody test won't reveal whether I currently have COVID-19, but it would indicate if I've been exposed to the virus in the past. If I have, antibodies designed to fight off the infection will show up in my plasma. Phil Williamson is the chief scientific officer at CTS.
Theoretically, again, all this is still under research. If somebody was healthy, recovered from infection, and you transfuse their plasma into somebody that was suffering from the disease, that it could help them recover rapidly.
Williamson says since the pandemic reached the United States, researchers have learned a lot about how COVID-19 affects certain population groups. His team is ramping up alongside the CDC and the National Institutes of Health to begin testing about 100,000 blood samples every month.
Does that mean we have any real understanding that we can utilize moving forward yet? It's hard to say, but we're learning quickly, for sure.
That quest for knowledge follows a path that runs through mid-Michigan.
We're deep into this.
Dino Muzzin is Senior Vice President of Manufacturing Operations for Emergent Biosolutions. He's based in Lansing, but he oversees a program in Canada that creates plasma-based treatment products. Muzzin says their Winnipeg facility targets an antibody called immunogamma globulin.
We separate it, we filter it, and then eventually we fill it, and it is a sterile product, and it's administered through an IV.
Emergent Biosolutions has already produced one batch of what it calls hyperimmune globulin, and there's more in the works.
We are manufacturing another batch in the next couple of weeks here. So after we get through all of our testing, we will then get it into a phase 1 clinical trial.
In early July, Emergent Biosolutions entered a partnership to develop hyperimmune globulin in sufficient quantities to administer to frontline healthcare workers and military personnel. While plasma shows good signs, researchers say it's only a bridge to carry them over to their ultimate goal, a commercially available vaccine. Emergent Biosolutions is one of many agencies now engaged in what's been dubbed as Operation Warp Speed, the Trump administration's goal to develop a COVID-19 vaccine as early as January 2021. For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.